Chapter 66. It wasn't so much that he dreaded the weekends, it was that he felt lost during them. Ron sat at his desk on Friday night, thinking about his life. He felt as if the changes that he was going through were profound. In his mind, he pictured himself walking the halls and grounds of the various college campuses that he had haunted. He had always kept his eyes focused on the girls that he had seen. He had always wanted to meet them. There were never too many girls, even when he was with Robin or Zoe or anyone else. He felt that was behind him now. He was not going to be looking for a girl. Not ever again. He had decided that from now on, he would wait to be found, rather than look for someone that he wished to find. He had grown tired of the endless desire. It was not something that served him well. As he thought about it, he realized that any time something had worked out, it had been by accident, or he had been the one who had been pursued. Hadn't Robin told him that she had watched him for weeks before she was able to get his attention? Hadn't he met Zoe when meeting a girl was the last thing on his mind? Hadn't his other encounters with women been a series of comical mishaps? It was time for it to stop. What was the saying about staying in one place and letting the world come to you? Ron had gone off looking for the world, and each and every time that he had done that, it had worked out badly. Maybe the truth was that he did not like himself well enough to want anyone who wanted him. Maybe what he needed to do was just wait and see what was that life had in store for him, instead of seeing it like a gigantic treasure hunt. These insights did not make him happy. He saw himself as damaged beyond repair. He was like his knees. Once his speed had been one of his best attributes as an athlete, but it was only when he had learned to accept their damage and stop trying to pretend that he had not been injured that he was able to get himself into the shape that he was in today. He had gone out looking for that perfect job. But it was not until his mother had taken the step that he had resisted and sent out his resume that he had come to Our Lady of the Forlorn. It was not as if he had nothing. He had his teaching, and he was sure that it would sustain him for a long time. It was about 11 p.m. when the phone rang. Ron had been thumbing through his copy of Shakespeare's plays and laying on his bed. He had no idea who could possibly be calling him. "Hello?" A soft, scared voice said, "Mr. Tuck, it is Elena." Ron felt a jolt. "Elena, what's wrong? Can I help you?" "I need your advice, Mr. Tuck." "Okay. I'm with my boyfriend, Junior. He's in the other room. I don't know what to do." "Just tell me what's wrong," said Ron. "He wants me to do it, and I said that I would. Now I'm scared." "Why are you scared?" "I don't know. I think that I'm just being silly." Ron nodded, his mind raced. "If you were scared, then maybe you weren't ready." "What do you mean?" "There's a lot of pressure on you, Elena. You're still very young. There really isn't a reason to rush. A lot of girls in class talk about doing it with their boyfriends. I feel like I'm being stupid." "Maybe you're being very smart." "What do you mean?" "Doubts are often a good thing, Elena." "I don't understand." "I think that you're calling me because maybe you don't want to, and want me to tell you not to. Ron bit his lip. He sounded just like Lashley, telling a student that she really didn't know what it was that she wanted. One difference, a reassuring voice said in his head, was that he wasn't going to have Elena come to his house so that he could show her how to do it. You think that is it? I really do, Elena. Then I'm not going to do it. Whether you do or not has to be your decision. And it can't be because Junior will get mad if you don't, or that the other girls will think that you're strange because you don't. When you're ready, I promise you, you won't be calling me or anybody else. Thank you, Mr. Tuck. I think that was what I really needed to hear. All right, Elena. You can call back whenever you need to call. You're wonderful, Mr. Tuck. Why can't my boyfriend be like you? Ron laughed. 'Cause he isn't as old as I am. Elena said softly, he's only 3 years younger than you are. Ron frowned. This was not some 18-year-old guy trying to talk his girlfriend into giving it up. This was a grown man with one of his students. His face hardened. If there is any problem when you say no, call me and I'll come and get you. There won't be a problem, Mr. Tuck. But thank you for looking out for me. Then she was gone. Ron hoped that he said the right things to her. He stared at the ceiling for a long time before he drifted off to sleep.